Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Good morning and welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Thursday, August 6th, 2026. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. Misery, misery, misery. That's what we've chosen. The injuries continue to pile up for the team. The following players did not participate in yesterday's practice: Christian Kirk, Mike Evans, Malik Mustafa, Deshaun Stribling, Kalen Black, Jordan James, Keon White, Vidarian Lowe, Nick Bosa, Dre Greenlaw, Osa Odighizuwa, Carver Willis, Jacob Cowing, Kyle Juszczyk, and Brett Toth, plus defensive lineman Sam Okwuonu and offensive lineman Nick Sakel were shaken up during practice and did not finish. So, all told, 20 people on the 90-man roster did not participate or could not finish practice yesterday. 20 people already. On the positive side, rookie defensive tackle Grayson Holton returned to practice after missing time earlier with a bone bruise, and he reportedly looked pretty good, so that's a little bit of positive news, but it's dicey right now. So, Chris Forrester, you are running the ship. The team is supposed to have a joint practice with Robert Saleh's Tennessee Titans next week. We've seen you guys cancel those in the past. Are you sure you're going to have enough guys to have this practice, or are we going to have to cancel this one too?
I mean, it seems like we're very healthy. We have injuries. We have dings and bumps and bruises, and guys are missing practices. It's yet to come up, and anything I've heard doesn't mean it hasn't been discussed, but shoot, I think it'll be plenty. If you have two deep at every position, you can practice. You know, you can always adjust with the threes. One, two, threes. Threes are hard to stay healthy through the course of training camp if you're practicing football hard. You know, if you're not practicing football hard, you can get through camp easily without injuries, a couple muscles here and there. But if you're practicing hitting, contact, you know, style of football, whatever it is. So yeah, that's not come up at this point.
I would really like to get to a place where our team had enough healthy bodies to be able to hold joint practices like, I don't know, every other team in the National Football League. I mean, how many times is this going to happen to the Niners? It really doesn't seem like that should be too much to ask, but apparently it is. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Thursday. Earlier this week, we detailed some of the medical issues that Greg Papa is going through right now. And he got some more bad news yesterday because Papa and co-host Greg Silver were both laid off by KNBR. Now, to be clear, this does not affect Papa's contract with the 49ers. That's a separate deal. So he is still the radio voice, the play-by-play voice, but he will not have a show on KNBR, shockingly. If you want the details and to find out who is replacing Papa, click the link in the description. One thing to watch. Our film breakdowns continue. This week, we are going to look at Debo Samuel. Not Debo Samuel with the Niners. Debo Samuel with the Commanders last year. What does he have left? What can he bring to the 49ers? And how did Washington use him last season? Probably haven't watched a lot of Commanders games, and I don't blame you. But Johnny Dell and I will break it down today, 10 a.m. Pacific time. That is a YouTube exclusive. See, that's why you got to subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. One thing you may have missed, some housekeeping moves. The Niners released defensive lineman Kevin Givens and defensive lineman Cam Sample. They have signed wide receiver Kadarrell Hodge. The roster shuffling continues as guys continue to get hurt. They also worked out offensive lineman Keon Smith, offensive guard Braden Daniels, offensive tackle Ryan Mosesso, wide receivers Christian Wilkerson, and Donovan Peoples-Jones. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Don't forget, our brand new newsletter comes out every Saturday morning. quick 5-minute read on the week that was and the week to come for the Niners. Sign up link is in the description. It is 100% free. Enjoy your Thursday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera.
I'm being told that Average Joe's does not have enough players and will be forfeiting the championship match.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
This has been another 49ers Gold Standard podcast production, part of the Odyssey Podcast Network.
Are you ready, kids? The SpongeBob SquarePants merchandise is here. And we're talking officially licensed, as seen on apparel and products at the official Paramount shop. Featuring inclusive sizing and gear for fans of all ages. From premium apparel to must-have accessories, head to ParamountShop.com/SpongeBob and use code PODCAST20 to get 20% off. That's PODCAST20 at ParamountShop.com/SpongeBob. Don't be a Squidward. Grab your gear today.